Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Tim Staffer, the producer of the show, and of course, Stevie Anderson is our host, and he is our he's really the catalyst behind this show, and he's the guy that really is the driving force behind a lot of things. Of course, you know Stevie if you are an NFL fan. You know him from his NFL. He had a stint with a couple of different teams in the NFL, and then now, of course, he is on to golf, and he is currently trying to he's kind of touring around the country and trying to get a place in the U.S. Open and some of these other bigger golf things as he kind of continues a journey that he began toward the professional golf world. And so it's been fun over the last 4 or 5 episodes to talk to him about not only about golf and sports, and you know, Stevie is a wealth of knowledge of these things, but also, you know, just kind of life in general. Last week we talked about, in the weeks past we talked about bullying, we've talked about so many different things about focus, and so now today, of course, is no different. We have a great show planned for you, and so without any further ado, Stevie, what have you been up to? What have you been doing? How's it been going?
Everything's going well. I've been staying busy, keeping myself busy, kind of learning what my coach is telling me on the golf course and trying to perfect it, which is very, very difficult, by the way.
Yeah.
But how you been? You been all right?
I've been doing okay. You know what? Anything that you want to do well, it's always hard to get to the upper, you know, kind of the upper, you know, crust of anything, you know, I mean, whether you're playing an instrument or you're a musician, there's this kind of upper scale of ability and of skill that, man, it's like pushing a rope uphill, you know, it's just really hard to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when you're out there practicing, and it's a tough sport. You have to go back and evaluate everything that you didn't do right. I think you do the same thing in life, but it teaches me so much. It really does, just
right.
In life in general. Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, as a matter of fact, over the weekend, I was watching TV with my kids. We were watching a movie, and it came out quite a long time ago, and I think it's really kind of appropriate based on what we're going to be talking about today, that it was called Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs. I'm sure that if our listeners are listening to it, this, whether they're listening right now or whether they're listening in archive, it's a cute little movie, and I would certainly recommend it to any family. It's a very family-friendly movie, and it's really about a guy who is trying to discover himself because he's just a little bit out of the box, and he's a lot out of the box, but he, you know, he's just kind of an odd individual, but he can do some pretty amazing things, and it's kind of a journey of him discovering himself and discovering what it means to kind of be the person that you are and do the things that you're kind of, you know, you're good at. But at one point in the movie, the world is collapsing around him, and he gets so depressed that he throws himself into a garbage can, and his dad finds him in this garbage can.
Wow.
And what's really kind of funny is his dad's name is Tim, which is really kind of a strange, very strange. But anyway, and so he finds him in the garbage can, and he talks to him, and he tells him how proud he is of him, and how, you know, it's not about, you know, always about failure, and it's not always about those things that you know, that I'm proud of who you are and what you can do. And it was a great moment, and he ended up, you know, getting himself out of the garbage can and going on to be kind of have a victorious ending of the movie, which of course, you know, you would expect that. It was kind of a kid's movie, but I think the message was great, Stevie, because, you know, we have a lot of problems among people, especially young people, with depression and with not feeling adequate and with not feeling up to you know, up to snuff, or they compare themselves to others, and so there's kind of an epidemic of depression in our culture, and some of it, of course, is caused by physical, you know, things that you just can't avoid, and people have to be on medicine or whatever. But some of it is just people, they just don't know what to do. They feel hopeless and helpless, and I think it's a good thing for us to talk about today about that idea and how people can kind of begin to counteract that, and some of your thoughts on how to overcome some of these situations in your life.
Yeah, Tim, I mentioned it to you earlier. I gave you a call that I definitely want to speak about depression. And depression, it doesn't give you a warning sign. It just happens. And depression affects our youth and our adults and elderly. You just never know when it's going to happen. And there's so many different ways people go through depression. You can suffer a loss. You can lose a job. Just trying to find employment, of course. So many different ways. You can lose a friend, relationship, job. Like I said a while ago, are just, I'm going to say this, and then we'll go ahead and we're going to get started, but let me say this. It doesn't matter what you have in life, what you've done, you're going to achieve, age, race, religion. Depression would definitely, it's going to hit everyone at one time in life. They're going to definitely experience it. I think you've experienced it, maybe. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to go through that stage of depression. And some people will actually stay in that depression. They'll just stay in depression, be depressed forever. And that some people will actually get themselves out of it through physically or mentally, physicians, or just being around a good group of people, or people in general, just keeping them active, staying active. But before you was mentioned, but I think staying active, I don't want to get off the subject, but let me go and answer your question. Staying active would be the way I would go, and I would definitely tell the youth and even the adults to keep themselves, to get them actually to cure themselves from depression. The moment we stop keeping ourselves active, I think depression starts to sit in. You have to keep yourself busy. And you see a lot of these parents, they do that a lot for their kids. They just, I have the nieces, and they just, the mom just keep them busy. You have to stay, they keep them active. And that's very important. And I think just in general, you have to keep your kids busy, keep them active, after school programs, learning a different language, piano lessons, you know, if you're female or a guy, it doesn't, or boy, piano lessons, just keeping them busy. And as adults, even with us as middle age adults, teens, the same routine. We have to keep ourselves busy. Don't be afraid to get in other group activities, positive group activities. And even you go on with the elderly. You know, they have a bike clubs. They have, they go to water aerobics, things like that. I think that's a great way to cure yourself from the depression. But I wanted to make the point a while ago, Tim, is that some individuals can actually fight through it better than others, and that's just the key. A lot of us have to actually go get help from a doctor. And there's another group that doesn't have to. They can just get themselves in activities, and they find themselves back happy again, and moving around, and giving themselves something to talk about, or something that they've accomplished during the day. When you find a situation, when you loss or death, that's right. That's a different program, different ball game.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the American College Health Association and the National College Health Assessment did a survey in spring of 2012, and it's funny because among students that are college students, and you know, those are, you know, college students are now anywhere between 17 and 60, to be honest. But most college students, you know, the demographic of college students is still going to be somewhere between 17 and 18, and usually somewhere around 30. And it's in the survey that they did, they said that 46.5% rather, of students feel hopeless. They also found that 86.8% of students felt like they were overwhelmed with what they had to do, and that overwhelming feeling led to what they considered to be depression. 86% felt like they were exhausted. 57% felt like they were lonely. 61% felt very sad. 31% felt so depressed that they found it difficult to function. So now, of course, we're really talking about a problem that probably needs professional help. But, and then, you know, 7% thought about committing suicide, 1.2% actually attempted suicide, and 5.5% intentionally bruise or burn or cut or physically hurt themselves in some way. But you can see that in these statistics, there's kind of this above and below the line. You know, there's a very lonely, very sad group, and then that's really where I think the line is. And then above that is a lot of what you're talking about: feeling of exhaustion, feeling that they're overwhelmed, feeling hopeless. And I have found for myself, because of course I am, where the depression comes in for me a lot of times is the fact that I have a congenital heart defect, and it makes me pretty sick when it's not working right. When my heart's not working right, you know, my body is pretty sick, and I have to kind of fight through a lot of, you know, that. I mean, I have to fight through it when it's happening. I have to fight through afterward as I deal with the health consequences of that after it's over. And I have found that people are very important to me, and not just any people. I just don't start getting on the phone and calling people. I mean, strategic people in my life, mentors, my wife, people that I'm very cognizant of who they are, and I'm very connected to them, and I trust them. And you know, if I get overwhelmed or feel hopeless or feel exhausted, I can call and say, "Man, I'm just really having a hard time." And a lot of times they can help me through. But there has been a time where I had a depression that was so difficult that I couldn't function, and it was due to my physical being, my physical problem. And I had to take medicines, and for about a year I had to do that, and then it passed, and then I was able to not have to take the medicine anymore. So people need to understand that, you know, this is a situation that is affecting a lot of people. I mean, for you know, 46%, for almost 47% of college students to feel like they're hopeless, this is a problem that is more than just you know, a flash in the pan. This is a problem that is very real, and we need to. I think that there are people around, like yourself and myself and others, that we need to really make it a point to reach out and help encourage people and help steer them in the right direction, even if that is to the doctor. Steer them in the right direction and give them hope and help them to become less overwhelmed with what they have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to me too, Tim, that when it's a situation that bad, which it is right now, I think a lot of it too can be. Do you think it could be the order of what they're actually living their life? Have they lost a schedule, a target? And that's if you find yourself off schedule, your mind starts wondering. And you start losing focus. And I think for the collegiate level, when I went to college, we always had a schedule. I mean, Coach Robinson would actually get us up every morning. I mean, thank God for Coach Robinson. He was an awesome coach. I had other awesome coaches too, but Coach Robinson was totally different. He was different in the way he was. He would wake us up every morning. I'm talking about 5:30, 6 a.m. And every player athlete that even some of the students that went to Grambling, they all knew, yeah, Coach Robinson, you're here to bail. He would come through the car bell and wake us up. But we had a routine every morning, even when we weren't actually in season, practicing for the season, like right now, the football season. Off season, that he was still coming wake us up. So that was a routine to get us up to going to school, to going to class. If you didn't go to class, you still got yourself up and getting yourself ready for today. Start the day with a positive attitude. Sometimes it wasn't positive, but he got you up. And you got yourself mentally prepared to start your routine for the day. And I think from there, even during the day, you go to your classes, we'll have football practice, and sometimes we'll go to study hour after football practice. And you would see the other kids, and even just from the band. The band sometimes would be out there practicing 2 and 3 times a day. And other students, everyone's always busy. Even the students that weren't in activities like that, it wasn't the point. I really don't believe it was the depression like it is today. But you have so much negative going on the computer and people just hiding behind closed doors, just making negative opinions about people. What we're going through, it was just a totally different ballgame. But, yeah, we definitely have to get on board to slow this depression, cure it from from what's going on here today, especially these college students. This is very, very extremely sad. Extremely sad.
Right. Yeah. And I think the reality is it's just, people. I remember one time. This is kind of a dumb example, but one time I was cleaning out my garage, and I got to the point where I started pulling boxes down, and I started pulling stuff out of boxes. I was trying to figure out. I wanted to get rid of some of the stuff that was in my garage, and I knew it had been sitting out there a long time. So I backed my car out of the garage, and I started unboxing things. And before you knew it, I was sitting in the middle of the garage with all of this junk all over the garage, because I had unboxed it all, And I was instantly so overwhelmed by the fact that I didn't even know where to start. I didn't think I was going to get done. I was hot. I was exhausted, and I just went, I don't know what have I done now? What am I going to do? So I remember going in to get my wife and saying, I just need you to tell me where to start. Where do I start? Mm-hmm. And so she came out, and she's really good at that kind of stuff. And so she came out and she said, well, why don't you start with this box? And don't worry about anything else, And so I started with that box. And then she would help me go to the next box. And pretty soon, it took us way too long to do this, to be honest. But by the time we were done, we had the garage cleaned up, and we'd gotten rid of some stuff. We put some stuff back. And I think that is an example of what I mean. If you are overwhelmed by what you have to do, or if you feel hopeless, or if you're just totally exhausted, or you feel lonely or sad, the first step, I think, is you need to call somebody that you trust, maybe your mom and dad, maybe your coach, maybe your pastor or somebody, and say, I just don't know what to do next. I don't know what step number one is. And if you could just help me with step number one, I mean, it's important to understand that, if your depression is so severe that it can't be just shaken off or you can't come out of it on your own, you got to go to a psychiatrist. I mean, you got to go see somebody who can help you. But that's not what we're really talking about today. We certainly are not trying to say that all depression is like that, because some depression is serious and medical, and that's okay, and you need help, and go do that. We're just talking about if you feel overwhelmed by your college studies, for instance, listen, you only can write one paper. You can write one paper at a time, and you can only write it one word at a time. And if somebody can come along and help you, if somebody can do like my wife did for me in the garage and just say, here, start with this box, that may really, really help pave the way that you can feel less hopeless and more successful.
Right, right, absolutely. And that's a perfect way of breaking it down, Tim. When I'm practicing golf, sometime I was out there this morning, I was practicing, and this older gentleman's probably about 70, 65 years old, and I've seen him out there a few days, right? I've seen him out there hitting balls. And we were in the locker room, and I said, how'd you hit him? No, we're at the parking area, parking garage. I said, how'd you hit the ball today? He said, He said I hit the ball pretty good. He said I hit the ball pretty good. He said this is my 13th day trying golf. So he's 65 right there, close to 70 years old. He's got about 70 years of age. So he's just not starting to play golf, and he said he loves it now. He loves it. And I told him, I said, golf is about stages. It's stages. Sometimes you have to work on your chipping. You have to work on your putting. You have to work on your iron swing. You have to work on your driver swing. And then now the mental part of it, that's a whole different stage, and the putting green's a whole different stages. And I think this is what, as a college students, if they're listening, the students, you have to put everything in categories. Like you say, you can't go ahead and you can't do Algebra 1 until you get to Algebra 4. You can't go to chemistry while you're trying to go ahead and fight, you know, your history. So you have to break everything down into categories. So, and once you break it down to categories, you see that you can actually maneuver through the classes and also, too, your social life so much better. I think what we're doing, this is with the adults, too. This is with us, not just the college students. Like you say, you mentioned you mentioned that you had all this in your garage, and your wife said, let's throw out this one box. That's the same way. That's just a part of life. We want to try to take all of it all at one time. And, you know, you have, when you're a college student, you have dreams. You want to dream, but you're not facing the reality right now. You want to graduate today, but you have to go to class, and you have to go to study hours, and you have different semesters you have to go through.
Right.
So, that's a lot of it. And I think once you're trying to put all of it on you at one time, all the pressure on you, then that's where the depression is coming. It's pressure, and you put the D in front of it, depression. You can't do everything on your own. You have to ask for assistance. And that's where
that's
what I mean for many of us. You know, you always have someone to help you. Reach out. You can't be afraid for help. You know, Tim, I'm going to say this. Like I said, it doesn't matter what race, religion, size, height, whatever you are. You're going to find a depression stage in life. Everyone gets depressed. But I know, I really truly believe this, that the people that comes out of depression, they're around positive people. And at the end of the day, you have to go to someone that's true, that's going to tell you the truth to get you out of depression. Mm. Now,
right.
My mom passed in 08. Now, here we are. This is the only female in the house, okay? My mom was the only female in the house. Now, I have an older brother, a younger brother. My dad played basketball. He had scholarship in basketball. My mom had played basketball, all right? My older brother played professional football. He could play any sport. My older brother could, and my younger brother could, too. I wasn't quite that talented like they were. But for track and football, I was going to give you the best at it. But you have all these boys with all this testosterone just all around the house, and we only had one female at that house all those years. And when my mama left this world, when she left, I wanted to go too. You know, and my brother put it the same way. I would rather leave first so my mama can live many more years in his life and enjoy it. That's the way, that's the love we had for my mom and my dad the same way. It took the pressure. And the only reason I made it through is that I did have people around me, someone to talk to. I didn't talk to all the time my brothers because we're strong as nails, mentally and physically, as we can be. We were taught to it. My mom had to fight him. My dad had to fight him. He still does today. But the depression stage, we didn't talk to each other too much. We would say a few things here and there because we were so broken down that we just didn't have the strength, because I can stand my brother on the phone crying with me, you know, because he talked to be so tough. And we are, but everyone shed tears. But so we'll talk to our friends that we had, and we'll talk to them and express what we're feeling. And vice versa, my dad the same way. We kind of like split ourselves up a little bit and express our own feelings. But that was the hardest, and how I got myself through it, and my brothers did, and my dad, we stayed active. We went back to the basics. My dad, we're from Louisiana. Many times, everyone around us, we go fishing. We take a road trip. We go over in Shreveport, hang out over there, do things, just keep ourselves active, start playing golf, getting back at it. I think my brother played golf the very next day just to get his mind, get himself back on track. And that's the same thing we have to do, Tim, that the college and even the adults have to do. We have to keep ourselves active. We have to find activities to get ourselves in.
Well, I think the other thing you're really speaking to that just really rings true to me and it has rung true in my life is, you know, you have to have an outlet by which you are inspired. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, they get so caught up in you know, a life of being busy and, you know, we get busy and we do things. But, you know, what is inspiring to you? And what was the last time you did something that was inspiring? For me, music has been a part of my life my whole life, and so music is inspiring to people, but there are certain musicians that are just inspiring to me, or there are certain situations or certain, maybe it's art or maybe it's nature. Maybe, you know, for somebody like, you know, by going out and hiking, it's just inspiring to you. I think that we have to return to some of that to some degree because we have to get back to the place where if we're feeling hopeless, one of the things we need to really gain back is a feeling of inspiration, you know. How do I continue to keep going, you know? And I know that, like, for my family, you know, we've had kind of a tough run here over the last 2 or 3 months, and it's been pretty tough. And I've had to, you know, I've had to fight off the idea that I'm just going to crawl in a hole and hope that everything gets better. That's just not going to happen. I have to find inspiration to continue to keep going and say, you know what, I've got to figure this out, and I've got to get my family along, and they're my responsibility. Sure, there's all that. But at some level, you know, some days I just find myself, I'm at work and I'm on my lunch break and there's a speaker that I love or there's a band that I love or whatever. And I just take a minute. Maybe there's a song that I love and I'll just take a minute and I'll just listen to that or I'll watch that or I'll read a book. You know, if there's a book that I love. In the midst of all of this, my son came home and there's a book that he read that I read when I was in college too. He's a senior in high school, and I thought, I haven't read that book in a long time, and I read it again. It's inspirational. Those are the things that fill my mind full of ideas that help me keep moving forward. And doesn't make it any easier as far as what I have to do to, you know, move my family along or if I'm struggling with something in my life. It's not that it's going to make it easier, but it's going to give me the ability to keep walking forward and keep pushing through it. Knowing that, you know, someday it'll pass. I mean, we'll figure it out. It's going to come around. It'll be okay. But we got to keep working at it. I can tell you if you stop and like this guy, this character in this movie, if you throw yourself in a garbage can, you sealed the deal. I mean, it's at that point it's over, and you don't need to do that, and you really just need to keep walking forward.
Right, right. And I was mentioning to my mom, is like she was the only female in the house. When we didn't have any sisters or anything like that. We have a lot of relatives that's females. But when she left, mom was always, you know, just she wanted us to keep break things down, give us strategies to look at the situations. And that's what we had. When we lost that, it's like the whole place just crumbled. But we didn't forget. They have to go up, go back, like it's all in football. You have to go to the huddle. When the play doesn't work, go to the huddle and try another play. Same way in life.
Right.
When it's not working, talk to one friend. That friend is not being sincere. Go to another friend. You have to ask questions. You have to ask questions and keep going forward.
That's right.
Keep going forward. Yeah.
Well, Stevie, believe it or not, we're down to the last few seconds of the show. It's gone by that fast. It's over. But I do want to reiterate that if you're listening tonight or you're listening later on and, you know, you have something that you just cannot shake off and you are having a really hard time, please go see somebody. You know, we're not suggesting that, you know, by that if you have something really wrong that, you know, simply by doing something on your own. That's just not what we're trying to say. And we also are trying to say that if you are feeling hopeless or you are feeling exhausted or you're feeling lonely or sad, listen, get yourself surrounded with some people. Get some people that can help you take that first step and start, you know, putting stuff back in the boxes. You know, don't, you know, if life has unpacked a whole bunch of boxes in your garage, get somebody to help you to know which one to start with. I mean, that's really important. But more than anything,
right,
realize that you're worthwhile and that, you know, what's happening to you today will pass eventually. And, you know, you're going to be okay and things are going to work out okay. And if you need encouragement, get around people who are encouraging and you're going to be successful.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right, Tim. Absolutely right.
All right, well, that is all the time that we have for our show for this week. Join Stevie and I next week, two weeks from tonight, when we'll talk a little bit more about some really great have a great conversation about life, maybe a little bit about sports, maybe a little bit about how you can be inspirational to others and how being a part of the solution is always better than being a part of the problem. Thanks a lot for being a part of our show tonight, and we wish you the very best. See you later.